The Big Jazz Record of 2005 was a concert recording by Thelonious Monk, who died in 1982. Before his death, few jazz musicians specialized in playing his tunes, although there were exceptions like Steve Lacy and Roswell Rudd. Since Monk passed, bands on several continents have dedicated themselves to playing his music. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a new CD by California's Monk's Music Trio, joined by a couple of guests.
The Bay Area pianist Cy Perkoff knew Thelonious Monk and knows plenty of his tunes. 5 or 6 years ago, drummer Chuck Bernstein invited him to join a trio devoted to playing Monk. That was a good idea. Sometimes the pianist's son, trombonist Max Perkoff, would guest with the trio, and then Bernstein had the idea to pair him up with another slide trombonist, the legendary, make that beloved, Roswell Rudd. That was a very good idea. Rudd has played in a few Monk specialty bands going back to the early 60s and enjoys romping with other trombones. So we took to this lineup like a duck to plum sauce. Two trombones. That'll wake anybody up, especially when they smear one note up against one right next to it, the way Monk would on piano. I like the previous albums by Monk's Music Trio, but Monk's Bones leaves him in the dust. Bass player Sam Bevan is new to the band, but everybody knows the repertoire so well, they know just how to stay in or out of each other's way. And you can always tell trombonists apart when Rudd is one of them. He's always the bigger extrovert. Max Perkoff favors a fairly straightforward tone. The integrity of his lines is what counts. Rudd's improvising is frowsier, often colored by various mutes to give a more vocalized sound, as in Duke Ellington's band. Monk's tune, Little Rudy Tootie. Another reason Roswell Rudd has made some great records, aside from the way he plays, is the way he treats the musicians he works with. Rudd is so warm, enthusiastic, and committed, so obviously knocked out by what they're playing, they can't help feeling motivated. Thelonious Monk's compositions are central to the jazz tradition now, but only a couple of decades ago, many musicians found his pieces hard to play. Typically, they'd either imitate Monk and his band, playing not too many notes, or they treated his tunes like any other excuse to run their horns. On the CD Monk's Bones, you hear five players who really understand the material and play it their own way, some friendly monkish piano plinks aside. The quintet get the logic of Monk's pieces, literally get into the swing of them. In the end, that's way more important than how few or many notes they play.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Monk's Bones by Monk's Music Trio on the CMB label.